Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 951 for Saturday, July 27th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Yeah, I'm sorry. Stuff has been going on, and I just haven't been able to find time to record. But I've got a little method in place that I'm going to work my way into catching ourselves up here over the next week or so. So we're going back. I'm actually recording this on August 16th. So we're going back a few weeks to pick up where things looked a week or two before Gen Con. Starting at number 20, climbing one spot for the third consecutive week from 23 to 22 to 21 to 20, Arkham Horror, The Card Game by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 13,458 views. A gain of 396, or 3%, and literally just 3 views fewer than the previous week's number 20. Meanwhile, inching up a spot to number 19, Hegemony, by Varnabas Timotiou and Vanhelis Bahiartakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 13,665, 207 more than Arkham Horror, and a gain of 1.5%. Down 5 to 18, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelud, with 15,927, a 2,200-view gap between Harmonies and Hegemony, but a decline of 10% for Harmonies. Down 2 to 17, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,031, a gap here of just 104, and a gain of 2%, but down 2 positions. Meanwhile, climbing 3 to 16, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 16,173, 142 more than Root, only 246 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 14%. Also climbing 3 to 15, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 18,391, another 2,200-view gap, this time on a 25% increase for Heat. Down 3 to 14, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,072, about 700 more than Heat, and a gain of 2.5%, but it loses 3 positions. Ending a 3-week run back in the top 10, down 5 positions to number 13 after 2 weeks at number 8, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,505, about 400 more than Brass, and a decline of 6%. Dropping from number 2 down to 12, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 20,524, almost exactly 1,000, more than Uprising, and a decline of 56%. And after a 4-position climb last week, jumping 3 more to number 11, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 20,820, about 300 more than Civolution, and a 19% jump. There are 7 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 2 to 12, Civolution, from 8 to 13, Dune Imperium, Uprising, from 6 to 29, Saltfjord, from 4 to 65, Weirdwood Manor, from 10 to 79, Windmill Valley, from 3 to 81, Loot, and from 7 out of the top 100, Defenders of the Wild. Number 10, Slay the Spire, The Board Game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 22,305, 1,500 more than Terraforming Mars, a 46% increase from last week when it was number 16, so a 6-position climb, and about 3,500 more than last week's number 10. Number 9, Daybreak, by Matt Leacock and Matteo Menapace, published by CMYK, with 22,420, just 115 more than Slay the Spire, as it returns after 4 weeks away and charts for just the second time. Daybreak was the winner of the Kenner Spiel des Jahres. The Board Game Geek blurb says, quote, cooperatively decarbonize the planet and create resilient societies, unquote. It has hand management, simultaneous actions, and automatic, boy, I wrote auto-res growth, automatic resource growth? Number 8, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 22,568. 148 more than Daybreak, just 263 more than Slay the Spire, a gain of 1%, but it loses 3 positions from last week. In fact, it has 1,000 more than it had 2 weeks ago when it was 2 positions higher, and that's just more competition. Number 7, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 24,792. 2,200 more than Ark Nova, more than double what it had last week when it was number 29, so it's a 22-position jump, as it returns after 4 weeks away and charts for the 5th time. This was the winner of the Spiel des Jahres. Number 6, Rock Hard, 1977, by Jackie Fox, published by DeVere, with 26,457, about 1,600 more than Sky Team, and the first of our 4 debuts in the top 10. The setting of Rock Hard is becoming a rock star in the 70s, and mechanisms include worker placement, set collection, and variable player powers, which seems like is in pretty much every game anymore. Number 5, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 26,797, 340 more than Rock Hard, a gain of 36%, and so after a 5-position climb last week, another 4-position jump this week, to the highest position that Spirit Island has seen since late October of 2022, when it was number 5. Likely this is on the strength of an Amazon Prime Day sale. Also, there is an official poll on future accessories for the game. Maybe that played into it as well. But this is the 120th week in the top 10 for Spirit Island, marking it as just the 8th game to reach that milestone. Number 4, River of Gold by Keith Pigott, published by Office Dog, with 27,724, about 900 more than Spirit Island. The box top, the cover of the box, calls it, quote, a game of rivals and riches set upon the legendary river of Rokugan, unquote. So this is a Legend of the Five Rings tie-in. It's a Euro game and contains such mechanisms as worker placement, dice, and contracts. Number 3, Luthier. It's spelled Luthier, Luthier, by Dave Beck and Abe Burson, published by Paverson Games, with 30,994, 3,300 more than River of Gold. The subtitle of Luthier is The Art of the Instrument, and the setting is crafting musical instruments around the turn of the 19th century. This also includes worker placement. Seems like that's true of just about every game anymore, as well as hidden bidding, and at the time of this list was on Kickstarter with over $500,000 pledged. Number 2, Everdell Duo by James and Clarissa A. Wilson, published by Starling Games with 39,588, 8,600 more than Luthier. This is, perhaps unsurprisingly, a 2-player reimplementation of Everdell, released in 2018 and currently ranked number 36 on Board Game Geek. It is not only a competitive 2-player game, but also can be played cooperatively with a built-in campaign. Number 1, Arx by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 97,220 views, 57,000 more than Everdell Duo, in a slight decline of 4.5% as it drops below the 100,000 mark, after 2 weeks above that mark. This is the 7th consecutive time at number 1 for ARCs and the 9th week overall. It is barely beginning to breathe rarefied air. This is the 20th week on the countdown for ARCs. It's the 51st game to have that many weeks. Even this mark of 97,000 is good enough for number 33 on the most views of all time list. And with its 9th week at number 1, it becomes the 8th different game to spend that many weeks or more at the top. For Saturday, July 27th, 2024.